Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Signals, The 27 Trends Defining the Future of the Global Economy by Jeff Desjardins is a nonfiction business and economics book that uses data visualization to explain major forces, reshaping the world economy. Written by the founder and editor-in-chief of Visual Capitalist, it is designed less as a traditional narrative and more as a structured guide to macro trends. The book organizes its analysis around 27 signals spread across 7 broad arenas, including demographics, the environment, the digital world, health, education, geopolitics, and innovation. Its purpose is to help readers cut through information overload and recognize the patterns that matter most for the next decade. Rather than overwhelming the reader with technical detail, it emphasizes clarity, visual evidence, and practical interpretation. The result is a concise but wide-ranging overview of how aging populations, environmental pressure, digitization, and shifting global power dynamics are converging to change business, markets, and society. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a visual framework for reading global change, the book stands out because it treats data storytelling as the core method, not a decorative feature. Desjardins and the Visual Capitalist team use infographics to turn large-scale economic and social trends into readable signals that can be compared across categories. This matters because the modern information environment often buries the underlying pattern beneath volume and complexity. By reducing each trend to a clear visual argument, the book encourages readers to move from scattered facts to an organized picture of the future. The approach is especially useful for people who need to scan many domains quickly, such as investors, executives, analysts, and policy-minded readers. Instead of asking the audience to memorize details, it teaches them how to notice structural direction, which forces are accelerating, which are interacting, and which have long-term consequences. In that sense, the book is as much about interpretation skills as it is about the trends themselves. Secondly, demographic shifts as a slow but powerful driver of the future. A major thread in the book is the idea that demographic change shapes the economy more slowly than headlines suggest, but more decisively over time. Aging populations, urbanization, migration, and changing labor force structures affect everything from consumer demand to public spending and productivity. The book treats demographics as a foundational arena because population patterns create the conditions under which other trends unfold. For example, an older society tends to face different healthcare needs, savings behavior, and labor shortages than a younger one. Urban growth also concentrates infrastructure demands and economic activity in ways that influence housing, transportation, and regional investment. The value of this perspective is that it helps readers understand why some economic shifts are not temporary cycles, but long-run structural changes, rather than focusing on quarterly movements or isolated events. The book asks readers to consider the population base underneath the economy and how that base is being altered over time. Thirdly, the environment as an economic constraint. Not a side issue, Signals treats environmental change as a central economic variable rather than a separate ethical or political concern. Environmental pressures such as resource stress, climate-related disruption, and the need for adaptation increasingly shape infrastructure, insurance, agriculture, supply chains, and capital allocation. The book places the environment among its core arenas because the physical conditions supporting growth are changing, and those changes have measurable consequences for markets and institutions. This framing is important because it pushes researchers to see environmental trends as operational realities rather than distant risks. The question is not only whether environmental conditions worsen, but how businesses, governments, and households respond through technology, policy, and investment. By placing these issues inside a data-driven map of the economy, the book helps readers understand where adaptation costs may rise and where new opportunities may emerge. It also reinforces the broader theme that future economic resilience will depend on how well societies manage scarcity, disruption, and transition. Fourthly, digitization. Information overload and the need for data literacy. Another central topic is the rapid expansion of the digital world and the challenge of making sense of it. The book recognizes that digitization changes how people work, communicate, consume, and compete, but it also creates an environment where information can become overwhelming. That is why the book does not simply celebrate technology. It also presents data literacy as a necessary skill for navigating modern complexity. Readers are encouraged to distinguish between signal and noise, meaning between trends that represent durable change and those that are merely temporary attention spikes. This distinction is crucial in digital markets, where speed, scale, and constant updates can make shallow impressions feel more important than they are. The book's visual design supports this lesson by showing that understanding the future requires synthesis, not endless accumulation of facts. In practical terms, it argues that anyone making decisions in business or policy needs a better framework for reading digital transformation intelligently. Lastly, Why the Book Matters for Investors and Strategic Decision Makers. The book is especially relevant for readers who need to think ahead rather than simply describe the present. Its underlying argument is that macro trends create the context in which strategy, capital allocation, and policy decisions are made. Investors can use the book's framework to identify long-term forces that may affect sectors, regions, and asset classes. Business leaders can use it to think about customer behavior, workforce planning, technological disruption, and emerging risk. What makes the book practical is not a promise of precise prediction, but a method for narrowing uncertainty by focusing on durable structural changes. The 27 trends are not presented as isolated predictions. They function as a map of interacting forces that shape the global economy over time. That makes the book more analytical than speculative and more directional than encyclopedic. For readers used to narrower market commentary, its value lies in combining breadth with clarity, giving them a disciplined way to interpret the future without pretending that the future can be known exactly. In conclusion, Signals: The 27 Trends Defining the Future of the Global Economy is best suited to readers who want a concise, visually organized introduction to the major forces shaping the next decade. Investors, executives, strategists, students of economics, and broadly curious readers will all find value in its ability to translate complex global change into a usable framework. Its main benefit is not detailed forecasting, but sharper pattern recognition. By connecting demographics, the environment, digitization, health, education, geopolitics, and innovation, the book helps readers see how multiple shifts converge to alter markets and society, compared with many books in the business and economic genre. It stands out for its emphasis on visual synthesis and cross-domain comparison, rather than extended argument or dense theory. It is also more accessible than highly technical macroeconomic works, while still more analytical than a general trends roundup. For readers who want a practical map of long-term change, this book offers a clear and disciplined starting point. If you would like to support Jeff Desjardins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.